Politik TV Interview. My name is Markus Beckedahl and my guest today is Peter Sunde from the Pirate Bay. What is the Pirate Bay?
The Pirate Bay is very big, or actually it's the world's biggest BitTorrent tracker and also one of the biggest BitTorrent websites where you can download movies and games or whatever you're interested in.
Yeah, just for the introduction, what is a BitTorrent tracker?
BitTorrent tracker is a system for people using the software called BitTorrent, which connects people together. It's like a hub. That just exchange information about who has what kind of information. So if you're sharing a video file or a music file or whatever, you connect your computer to a tracker, which then says these people want data from you, or you can get data from these people. So very simple.
You are based in Sweden.
Yeah, I'm based in Sweden.
What's the history of the Pirate Bay? When did you start it?
Pirate Bay was started back in 2003, I think, by a Swedish pro-piracy organization called Piratbyrån, which would be something like the Bureau of Piracy in English, which is a pro-piracy lobby and think tank about the new ways to utilize the internet and combine with culture and so on. It started as a project to make Swedish file sharers have some place to actually share their files and the site was totally in Swedish. And at the same time as we started the Pirate Bay, Supernova, which was the biggest BitTorrent site at the time, got closed down. So Pirate Bay started to grow, and it was based in Mexico. The system itself was based in Mexico, so we had a half a megabit DSL radio link, something in between there, which was a company that worked with as an IT consulting company in Mexico. So we utilized all their bandwidth, so we had to move to Sweden. And we grew like really, really, really heavily for a couple of months. And then we decided to make the website in English because it was in Swedish and we had like 60-70% foreign users that didn't understand Swedish whatsoever. So it was like fight some of the comments and everything. Then we grew even more and decided to, you can shut the door. So we grew heavily, and we joined up a couple of more people to redesign the websites, and we did a new website in 30 languages, based on totally our own code. We have our own tracker system. Everything is self-built. And then we had a big raid back in 2006. Which was one of the most biggest moments maybe in file sharing history, in Europe at least, where 50 police officers took all of our servers, and it took 200 servers from other clients at another ISP, which is hosted by the other two people in Pirate Bay. And then the real history begins with lawsuits from different companies, and we're also adding also against us from the Swedish government. Well, yeah, so it's a long story.
Yeah, the raid was interesting.
It was very interesting. It was, actually we don't do anything illegal according to Swedish law. So, the American companies and Hollywood companies, they actually forced the White House to invite the Swedish government to come over, and like 2 weeks after they've been over in the US, and they decided to investigate what we were doing, so they the big raid and took like DNA from the admins, and they also took our lawyer into custody, and, you know, so we shouldn't have legal counsel or something, and took DNA from this guy as well, and it was just a big, you know, a big mess, and there was no legal basis on to do the raid basically. So we had like a big demonstration, one in Stockholm and one in Gothenburg, with over 1,000 people that joined together just to have a big demonstration outside the government building in Stockholm. So, 3 days later, after the raid, Pirate Bay was back up, like the first ever resurrected file sharing site that had actually closed down and then come back. And I think we doubled the traffic in a couple of months, just because, you know, we had a lot of media attention, so it actually helped us grow instead of closing us down. And we're different from the other BitTorrent sites and trackers because we want to take the discussion about file sharing, and we don't want to hide, because So we're very open with what we do and everything we do about file sharing.
So is this your main motivation, or what's the philosophy behind the Pirate Bay? The
philosophy behind it is free information exchange and no censorship, maybe. We never delete anything from our websites. If it's okay, we delete viruses and spyware and so on. It's deliberately put there in order to make people have, you know, hard time. But if it's political content or if it's, you know, something that might be illegal in some countries and so forth, it's, we never delete anything. Since we don't host the content itself, it's not illegal for us, so we prefer not to censor anyone. So it's a big difference from the other sites, since we have some kind of political motivation behind what we do. Other big websites, torrent trackers and sites, they're more careful, but they don't want to get in trouble with the law. And we get cease and desist letters from the big companies that we're used to. They don't send it anymore. Since we started writing back to them and saying to fuck off and go to hell and stop sending us legal threats, because they had no basis for it. They always try to base it on American or English law. And since we're in Sweden, we follow Swedish law. So. And we publish all of those letters on websites, so they were really mad at us for doing it because they look really stupid. So also a very big difference to the other websites.
So who's running the Pirate Bay? I mean, Novar has a company behind the platform. Do you also have a company or?
No, we're a very fluffy cloud of, you know, a couple of guys. So we're in the core gang with three people. One works full time with his company, so he doesn't work so much with Pirate Bay. And then it's me and Frederick. We do a lot of work with it, but it's we're kind of lazy as well. So we work with it when we have the time and then we feel like there's something to do. So we put more hours on press and media than we put on the actual sites, because we are kind of the face of file sharing. In the press, people rather talk to us than the other torrent admins, since we have a reason for what we do, and we're not just interested in having a big site, which is fun. It's very fun to have a very big site, but it's also very important what we do. So we rather talk about that than just, oh, we have a big website.
What about the big website? Do you have some statistics?
Well, we have like 1.5 to 2 million unique visitors each day, depends on the day of the week and so on. We're one of the 200 biggest websites in the world. But the more important and more impressive thing might be that the BitTorrent tracker itself, the system that actually makes people able to file share. When we got raided last year, the Amsterdam Information Exchange said that Europe lost like 35% of the traffic. And it was just the day after, so one day 35% decline in internet traffic in Europe it's a very big number, and it impresses me sometimes. I get like, well, it's big and it's very interesting.
And what's your technical backend?
Oh, we built everything ourselves. So when it comes to the tracker system, it's built by Anakata, and it's called Hypercube, which is an open source tracker which can be found on his website, so that you can download it and optimize it or whatever. But it's a very high performance tracker system without a ratio, because we don't think ratios are good for public tracker. And when it comes to the website, where everything is based on PHP and like HTTP, MySQL and Memcache basically. So a lot of pre-calculation code to make it top list and so on work properly.
Yeah, yesterday on the conference you did some criticizing on the BitTorrent protocol.
Yeah.
What's the critics?
There's a lot of critics about it, but when it comes to technology-wise, the idea about BitTorrent is really good. I really like the idea. But the torrent file itself is really crappy defined, and it's not very suitable for mainstream applications. And the tracker itself, the tracker information exchange protocol for it, is also not very smart. So we're going to update some of it, because the biggest problem is that it's owned by the BitTorrent company, which develops new versions of it, and it's closed source. So we don't have any input as users anymore to say what we want in the protocol. And BitTorrent is you know, funded by companies which we don't necessarily like as well, so we don't trust them. So we want to do our own protocol, which will be totally open source and open for our group to decide what to put in, which will be very interesting.
When do you release it?
We have a working software today, but we're still working on adding features. Like, we want to put metadata in the file, the torrent file itself, since that would help so much on for the websites, the user experience on the websites. It would be really easy to put like genre into music torrents, so you don't have to. It's much easier for the search engines and so on to pick up the metadata, which is really one of the biggest advantages to have with Fashion, is the metadata that's running it. So we're still working on that, but I hope sometime in early next year.
And what's your vision for the future of the Pirate Bay?
Oh, that's hard. The plans for Pirate Bay is just to develop things around the new protocol. Pirate Bay is a very experimental website. We have no development system. We develop everything on the live system and so on, which is really stupid. But it's, you know, we've been working with PHP and coding for like 10, 15 years, all of us, so we find it very more interesting to do it that way. But the future for Pirate Bay is really hard to tell. I think we will still grow for a couple of months or maybe a year, and I don't think BitTorrent as a protocol will survive much longer. So if our new protocol works, we'll be one of the big websites still. If it doesn't, you know, maybe someone else takes over or whatever, or we'll adapt. The future in technology when it comes to file sharing and so on is very, very hard to predict. It's rapid changes, so I can't really answer.
Will it still be legal to run such a service in Sweden? Or?
Yeah, probably. The European Union is working towards making even, you know, just linking to content being illegal, which would alter the whole way we do everything on the internet. Like, everything we would do would basically be illegal. So I think Sweden was one of those countries would be one of the latest to actually do something like that. We don't necessarily have to be in Sweden, we can be wherever, so we'll always be one step ahead, so I don't see it as a problem.
Okay, yeah, so thank you for the interview,
yeah,
and thank you for the service you're providing.
Yeah, thank you.
And have fun.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.